Postlude, Songlan, Part 1 of the Someone Who Understands series, a The Untamed fanwork, written by Tree Maiden Geek and read for you by Dana Scully, 1013. This fanwork is rated general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include canon-compliant epilogue to the Yi City arc, angst, past Songlan Xiaoxingchen. Xiaoxingchen died horribly and Songlan has feelings about it. Songlan is now a mute fierce corpse and he has feelings about that too. Really, this fic is a lot of feelings in a small package, preceding a fic that is even more feelings in a much larger package. Wei Wuxian told me, after I returned to myself, what had happened, what Sui Yang had done, how my beloved had taken his own life in agony and hopelessness while I watched with indifferent eyes. He was kinder than that, of course, but he reluctantly answered my questions, and I could fill in the gaps well enough. I should have killed that monster. Or perhaps waited until he was gone and spoken to Xingqin and killed him together. No matter what was done to me, I should have known when my beloved was hurting right in front of me. I should have been able to help. At the very least, I should be able to remember what happened. I can change none of that, just as I cannot retrieve my cruel words to him when last we parted. I feel those words like stones in my throat where my voice no longer lives. I feel Shuanghua's quiet spirit pulsing on my back beside Fu Xue and the shattered remnants of Xingqin's soul nestled against my heart within my robes. Wei Wuxian says when a soul breaks like that, the person doesn't want to return. I can't blame him, given the circumstances of his death. It hurts. Perhaps, in time, I can draw him together enough to send him to a peaceful rest. I've got nothing, if not time.